trial seems to have one witness who becomes something of a sensation. In this trial, as millions have now seen, that witness is Trayvon Martin's friend, Rachel Gentel. She's been, like the case itself, polarizing. Today she seemed at times to be less combative. Not always, though, as you'll see in this exchange with the defense attorney, Don West, which starts with yes, sir, but builds to something a whole lot stronger. Take a look.
And he told me to do what's told to him.
Right. At that point, he decided to approach this man and say, why are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And he could have just run home if he wasn't there.
He was already by his house, he told me.
Of course, you don't know if he was telling you the truth or not.
Why you need to lie about that, sir?
Maybe if he decided to assault George Zimmerman, he didn't want you to know about it.
That's real retarded, sir.
I'm sorry?
That's real retarded to do that, sir. And you don't know the person, why a person. Trayvon did not know him.
Rachel Gentel today, her second day in the spotlight, her performance on the stand more polished than yesterday's, still raising eyebrows, and as 360's Randy Kaye reports, none of that attention is especially welcome.
Rachel Gentel never wanted any of this. No media glare, no attention, and no tough questions about her phone call with Trayvon Martin moments before he was shot. That may be why she lied about her age.
Did you say that you were 16 so that you could try to maintain more privacy?
Yes.
So you wanted to make yourself seem like a minor so that maybe there wouldn't be as much public disclosure as if you said your true age of 18?
Yes.
Today, Rachel Gentel is 19, and her life story, from what we can piece together, is more exposed than she'd ever dreamed. She attended Miami Norland Senior High School, and according to her Facebook page, took classes in criminal justice at Miami University, though the school tells us they have no record of her. She's from North Miami, where she says she and Trayvon Martin had met in elementary school.
Why do we care so much about who this woman is? Because her testimony about what Trayvon told her the night he died could make or break the case. If what she says is true, Trayvon Martin was scared and trying to get away from a man pursuing him, a man who later turned out to be George Zimmerman.
But Gentel may have some credibility issues. She's already been caught lying about her age and about her reason for not attending Trayvon's funeral. And then there's her vanishing postings on her Twitter page. According to The Smoking Gun, tweets referring to Trayvon and the case were removed just hours before her testimony, like this one from June 21st. 16 months later, wow, I need a drink. Gentel had also tweeted about having, quote, jackass lawyers on my ass. It's unclear which lawyer she may have been referring to, but she certainly has held her own with Zimmerman's attorneys in court. She took some heat from the defense for this audio interview she gave the Martin family attorney early on in the investigation.